Can we discuss this, or is it insensitive? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Parade of Storms has the mayor of Miami, Tomas Regalado, saying it's time to admit that what just blew through his city wasn't simply a hurricane. It was climate change. But there is zero appetite for that at the White House. The head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, is on record as saying that to bring up climate change when millions of people are returning to what's left of their homes is insensitive. And the way I look at it is, even if we did debate it, what's left to say? The climate change maps I've seen already have higher temperatures baked in. We can debate about why that is, but that would just add to the hot air. It's time to figure out how to cope. I think young people just starting out should at least consult one of those climate change maps before deciding where to live. And then you would choose according to your beliefs. If you believe climate change is a hoax, you can buy a trailer at sea level along the Florida coast. And if you believe it's real, well, thinking this through, you could choose a job that will make you rich enough to afford a home that can withstand anything the planet can throw at you. Failing that, you'd want to avoid any place that's near warm ocean currents, which would limit you to the Midwest, where the models predict more frequent droughts followed by biblical floods. Or you can move to the Northwest, where temperatures will remain pleasant, but where everybody's waiting for the long overdue giant earthquake. It might be easier just to opt for the cable package that doesn't include the Weather Channel. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.